On January 20, 2023, Janata Dal, United, MLC Ghulam Rasool Balyawi pledged that if anyone points finger at Muhammad, then Islamists will engage in a war and turn every city into Kabbalah. The remark was made by Ghulam Rasool Balyawi while addressing a crowd in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand. While addressing in Hazaribagh, JDU MLC alluded to the benign remark made by former BJP politician Nupa Sharma last year on Muhammad, which led to murder and rape threats directed at her by Islamists across the world. He added that Muslims will not tolerate any insult to their master. Provoking the crowd, the JDU leader Ghulam Rasool called Islamists to kill anyone who is branded a blasphemer by Islamic fundamentalists. "We are in Kabbalah ground. If you disrespect our prophet, we will turn cities into Kabbalah," he added. Ghulam Rasool further said that no secular political parties called for the arrest of Nupa Sharma. "I don't want to name any party. Not a single so-called secular leader demanded the arrest of this crazy woman," he said. Ghulam Rasool also said that Muslims will not hesitate because their life and breath belong to the Muhammad. As per the reports, the JDU leader made instructions to his supporters to block Ranchi's highways. He urged Muslims to demonstrate to the authorities that they may be buried beneath the ashes, but they are not extinguished. The JDU leader faced a backlash for threatening Hindus with violence, and he later defended his statement by calling Kabbalah to sacrifice everything for the sake of humanity and brotherhood. "I admit that I said we will turn cities into Kabbalah and I stand by it. Kabbalah is to give away everything, sacrifice everything, but not let humanity and brotherhood be sacrificed," Ghulam Rasool Balyawi said. "Bihar, I admit that I said we will turn cities into Kabbalah and I stand by it. Kabbalah is to give away everything, sacrifice everything, but not let humanity and brotherhood be sacrificed," JDU leader Ghulam Rasool Balyawi on his "Har Sahar Ko Kabbalah Bana Denge" statement pic.twitter.com/pbqnpeptra. NI, at NI, January 20, 2023. The Battle of Kabbalah was fought between two sects of Muslim, Shias and Sunnis. Notably, Nupa Sharma was only quoting Quran and Hadith on the show. After this dog whistle by Islamist propagandist and alt-news co-founder Mohammad Zubair and his fellow Islamists started sending her rape, death and beheading threats. The less sophisticated messages with slogans like, "Gustakh-e-Rasool ki ek hai saza, Sartan se juda, Sartan se juda," call for beheading, were sent to those who supported Nupa Sharma. After all this, Udaipur witnessed a Talibani incident in the broad daylight where a Hindu tailor Kanhaiya Lal was beheaded for supporting Nupa Sharma on social media by two religious terrorism-inspired Muslim youth, one of them works in a local mosque. Earlier, in December 2022, the terrorist outfit Al-Qaeda, which is banned in India, has again targeted the country over the alleged remarks made by former BJP spokesperson Nupa Sharma on Muhammad. In its fifth issue of a periodical magazine named One Ummah, the organization has appealed to all Muslim countries to boycott India and Indian products and also expel all the Hindus working in the Arab countries. "We invite our noble Ummah to unite against this Hindu government and help their brothers and sisters in India so that the enemies of Allah dare not repeat such an outrageous offense against our Prophet," the article reads in the magazine.